I spend most of the evening on the sofa, wrestling with my conscience, until I eventually get up the courage to contact Jasmine and ask for Ash's mobile number. She doesn't hesitate, no doubt thinking that I want to place a bespoke order. It's not for me to meddle in Elizabeth's family affairs, but it's becoming increasingly clear that Stephen is trying to undermine her confidence. When Elizabeth is on her own, she's an easy target, and I find it deplorable that he's starting to make her second-guess herself. We all know there will be changes, but it's entirely up to Elizabeth what those changes will be, and when she chooses to implement them. For now, things are ticking over, and that's enough for her. The only reason Elizabeth is in this precarious position is because she feels she can't openly acknowledge her grandson. I understand why, but Stephen is a man on a mission. I happened to walk past the orangery this morning, and the door into the hallway was open. I was horrified when I heard his booming voice say, "He could take all her worries away." It stopped me in my tracks and I froze, unable to move in case I made a noise. He went on to say it would guarantee the long-term future of the hall. My heart was thumping in my chest. His proposal was that he and his wife move in and manage everything, leaving Elizabeth and Grandma to focus on hosting charity events and parties. I had to put my hand over my mouth as I almost groaned out loud.